With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. An emigre from Czechoslovakia, now living in Canada, won widespread praise for his semi-autobiographical novel, The Engineer of Human Souls. He's Joseph Skvoretsky. Like the hero of his novel, Skvoretsky worked in a factory which made parts for Nazi fighter planes, and sabotage entered his mind.
I simply got this idea of tampering with the drillings. And I did it mainly because I wanted to show off. There was this girl, and I did it. But fortunately, the Czech foreman found out, not a German one.
Skvoretsky says the young often don't think of the consequences. After the war, Skvoretsky entered medical school, but found he couldn't remember all the Latin names for bones and muscles.
There was chemistry and biology, and all these subjects means a lot of memorizing. And I never could remember anything that had no concrete human content.
So Skvoretsky switched over to philosophy with the intent of becoming a writer, and it was while at the university that he composed his first novel.
I wrote it in 1948, which was the year of the communist takeover, and I finished it in 49. But I knew that this type of fiction was unpublishable at that time, because it went against all the rules of socialist realism. So I just kept it in my desk drawer, and I waited for better times to come, and when I thought they came, I offered it for publication.
That novel, The Cowards, was in the bookstores for a month before the police removed it on the grounds it was slanderous and decadent.
So the book was banned, and I was fired from my position as editor. By the time I was editor of a literary magazine, and I was fired, and all the editors who were responsible for the publication of the book were fired.
The Cowards, much later, was reissued, and Skvoretsky became one of Czechoslovakia's most acclaimed writers before immigrating to the West. His novel, The Engineer of Human Souls, translated into English from the Czech, jumps back and forth from contemporary Canada to Joseph Skvoretsky's native land. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
In the early 50s, there was a rather lively underground in Prague, literary underground. We had groups of fiction writers and poets and musicians.
That's the Czech-born writer Joseph Skvoretsky, who has cast his fortune in the West and now teaches at the University of Toronto. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Skvoretsky's semi-autobiographical novel, The Engineer of Human Souls, was originally published by the Czech language publishing house created by his wife.
I got an offer from a Czech organization in the States that they would publish some book of mine. And she said, well, why should you publish it with someone else? We can start our own publishing house. This is possible in North America. This is a capitalist society. It's not necessary to come to a state-owned publishing house. There are no such houses. So she started a business.
The Engineer of Human Souls, first published in 1977, and now translated into English, has been hailed critically, although in Canada.
I was surprised by the reaction of some of the Canadian reviewers who were quite angry with me and who thought that I presented the Canadian students as stupid.
Skvoretsky says that was never his intention, but he says that since students are required to study English literature in order to graduate, many students in his classes simply are not interested. Skvoretsky is a jazz buff who used to play the saxophone.
Whenever I read a book or when I write, I always have jazz in the background.
For Joseph Skvoretsky, there is no going back to his native land.
In my 20 years of writing in Czechoslovakia, I wrote fewer books than in my 14 years in North America. Because there is simply no censorship here, you know. I don't feel threatened. I can write freely.
Joseph Skvoretsky, he now lives and works in Toronto, but his novels are smuggled back to Czechoslovakia to an eager audience. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.